This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. North Korea has tested what appears to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, it is a major arms development by Pyongyang and a serious diplomatic provocation.
Unlike other tests this year, this one does not appear to be short-range, though the actual maximum range isn't clear. And it may have been fired from a submarine, making it easier to hide and harder to intercept. The launch also came just hours after North Korea announced long-delayed working-level talks with the United States. Those talks are set for Saturday. Former U.S. diplomat Mintaro Oba says it is not unusual for the North to send mixed messages.
The North Koreans have a long history of juggling carrots and sticks. They combine these launches that raise tensions with what we'd call charm offensives, and that's exactly what we saw today.
But Oba says North Korea may be emboldened by President Donald Trump, who has said he has no problem with North Korea's past short-range launches.
That was VOA correspondent Bill Gallo reporting from Seoul. Ex-Israeli military chief Benny Gantz called off today's scheduled meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, another setback in efforts to form a unity government. Gantz said the preconditions for the talks were not met. Netanyahu's Likud party said it is stunned by the Gantz decision, calling on him to show responsibility and to avoid the possibility of yet another election. Gantz's centrist Blue and White party edged out Netanyahu's Likud by one seat in last month's parliamentary election, and Gantz says he will not be part of any government headed by Netanyahu, who is facing corruption charges. The New York Times reports that U.S. President Donald Trump wanted a trench filled with snakes and alligators along an electric-charged southern border wall topped with spikes. The newspaper also says Mr. Trump suggested that American soldiers shoot migrants in the legs if they tried to cross the Mexican frontier into the United States. From Washington, this is